Election Day, rule over me and mine from some flowery seat in the south. Why shouldn't we rule ourselves again? There sits the only king I mean to bend my knee to. The king of the
Podcastle!
Hey everybody, here we are. We are the kings of the Podcastle. It's time for episode 6. We made it! Yes. We have a great show planned for you guys today. It's going to be a lot of fun. We got a lot of fun stuff to talk about. I am King Mike, your gracious host. There's King Greg.
Hi.
King John over there in the producer chair again this week.
Hi, I slept a lot this weekend.
Woohoo! And of course, we have King Devin. How are you, sir?
I prefer to be called Champ Devin from now on.
Champ Devin. Okay.
Champ is here!
We'll explain that here in just a few minutes. So we haven't checked in a week. Let's get a hello and how are you from everyone. Greg, how are you today?
I'm crappy. I've had a headache for a couple of days. It's just been kind of a crappy week. I just didn't really give a crap about anything. So it's just crappy.
It's been crappy, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I can understand that.
Well, it's going to get better by next Sunday, booyah, but yeah.
Now, John, you said that you got a lot of sleep this weekend. What's up with that, man?
Well, I worked 2 back-to-back shifts, and I was very tired. So when you guys went out to comedy night, I said I just can't peel myself out of the house. So I slept, and slept some more. So I'm good to go.
Well, now you're ready. Now that we're in here, and that's good. It's good to be ready for the podcast. I actually appreciate you doing that.
Are we going to more comedy night tonight? Are we going to comedy night tonight?
I don't actually. We do have a few things coming up possibly tonight, but it's not us performing. We were talking about maybe going to see somebody who we watched last night. Actually, Devin and I went out to see Felipe Esparza.
Yeah, he's Italian. If you can't tell,
is he?
No,
is
he's fucking Mexican.
Okay, about to say. Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Yeah, Bato.
Yeah, Felipe Esparza. We got to go check him out at the Orlando Improv.
How was he?
He was absolutely hysterical.
Yeah.
Personally, I felt like he went on too long. I felt like there was a couple of instances in there where he could have done "That's my last joke" and got out.
Right.
And then he just kept going, which was good because everything that he, even whenever he kept going, he was still funny.
Now, did you get to meet him?
But it was just like God Almighty.
Did you hang with him for a little bit, have a drink?
Well, we didn't hang out with him, unfortunately, but Devin was able to get us over to the meet and greet table.
So he did go on a little long, though, but typical Mexican fashion, you think they're done, and then they just keep going.
And they just
usually like, with kids.
Usually. So.
Yeah!
Hi-yo! Hey-o! Mark that down. That's a rim shot for Devin.
That's right. We're keeping track of fail horns and rim shots between all of us, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
Just to see who does.
It's been kind of an ongoing trend with the show so far is, fail horns and rim shots. So we decided that we're going to start keeping track, and at the end of the show, whoever has the most fail horns will have to tell a joke to redeem themselves.
Gotcha.
So is everybody good with that?
Yeah. No pressure.
No pressure at all. So make sure it's all funny. So we went out and saw Felipe Esparza last night, which was fantastic. And it got us geared up to go out and do another comedy night at Sleuth, where Devin and I competed again. There were 12 comics.
Well, I mean, other people were competing? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Walked so, away with it.
Yes, Devin actually reigned supreme once again. we went out there. There was 12 comics, which it's really turning into a really good open mic. I don't know how long it's been going on, but the first time we were there, it seemed like it was pretty good. But I felt like we brought all of our friends and pretty much brought the crowd.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And since then, we really haven't brought anybody because like they're sleeping over the weekend, so they won't go.
Yeah. Who, what jerk friend does that?
I know. Oh my God. Crazy. but it's been like every weekend, it's like more and more people. And 12 comics last night, it was a fantastic crowd. Everybody there had an awesome set. I felt like I did a good job. Yeah. I mean, not saying that, not trying to toot my own horn.
Well, here's a question. How sober were you?
I was not sober.
I couldn't even spell sober at that point.
I was really, really tired. I did some, I got in touch with my Latino side yesterday and did some yard work. And nothing on that one. I don't get anything. thank you.
That's
thank
one
you.
For you.
That's one for
that's
me.
That's one
Fail
for you.
Horn for Mike. All right. Anyway, but I was really exhausted last night. And I felt like the only way that I was going to get past that was to start drinking heavily.
Sure, yeah. When you're tired, to lift your spirits a little bit more is to
exactly
drink and have more depressants.
I don't understand what's wrong with that theory.
Just make a shit ton of noise for me. 1, 2, 3. Goddamn right, you fucking shit. What?
Holy crap.
Perfect timing.
Yeah. So that was your stand-up last night.
Well, that's going to be my ringtone one day.
That's part of it, yes. That's part of my my rock star bit. Yes, I do a little rock star bit that I open with. But I walked in. Devin, you tell them the story about my drinking, because I don't really remember it all.
The second we get to the Orlando Improv, I was like, where's Mike? He's like, he's at the bar. I was like, we just walked in the door. We just walked in the door.
Literally.
I was like, they serve drinks, you know, when we sit down. And of course, we sit down, he has a full drink, and our waiter comes, and he's like, I'll take another. And I'm like, you didn't even sip the one you have in your hand.
But the thing is that whenever you go to a really packed restaurant, and you've got assigned waiters that are like overseeing like five or six tables,
it
like
takes
that,
forever to get to you.
Exactly. So I was like, I'm ordering ahead. Now, by the time he got there, I had already downed that whole
beer.
That's
good drinking thinking right there,
exactly.
My friend.
Exactly. See, you got to know what you're doing. I am an experienced drinker. And then we got to the Sleuths.
Yes, we have to sign up when you walk through the door, but Mike apparently thought
that
sign up was with the bartender.
It is. It isn't with the bartender.
He went right there and continued drinking.
Well,
he said, my set's not going to be that good tonight because I'm drunk, as he drank another one. So,
well, I felt like if I was tired, so like, you know, you take a couple of Jaeger bombs. Does nobody else do that, like a Jaeger bomb to help you wake up?
Well, you know for a fact that I do.
Okay, yes. The Angry Texan is all over some Jaeger bombs. In fact, there was a summer when the Angry Texan doesn't drink Jaeger very often anymore, and I'll tell you why. Let me tell you a little story.
Let's hear this one.
every summer, or for a long time when I first met him, every summer he would go off to work in upstate New York at the Adirondacks at this nice lodge. He was gone for 3 months, and every year he would come back with a drinking problem. It was like, here's the luggage, here's this suitcase, here's my toiletry bag, and I also have a case of fucking Jaeger bottles. Every year it was the same thing. He would come back with this drinking problem. He's like, every night, let's drink, and then something bad would happen, and then he's like, I'm never drinking again. Ever again. And then again the next summer.
Right.
Yeah, and then again the next summer, the exact same thing. Well, the last time that I saw Greg take a shot of Jaeger was after this particular summer. He came back and he was on a Jaeger kick. And I mean, every single night there was a bottle of Jaeger in the house.
Was I in town already for this one?
I don't think that you were.
No.
But so we're taking shots of Jaeger. Anytime that we were having a party or anything like that, of course there was Jaeger around. And one night he got so shit-faced that he went into... I don't know why he wanted to take a shower at 2:30 in the morning, but he decided that he wanted to take a shower at 2:30 in the morning.
He was dirty.
And he went to pull back... I'm guessing. I wasn't in the room, but I'm guessing he went to pull back the curtain, slipped on the tile, fell into the wall, and there was a Greg implant in the tile.
Really?
Like the soap holder
was like
pushed in.
It looked like Han Solo's carbonite image. Yeah.
Exactly. So ever since then, Mr. Greg does not drink Jaeger very often.
Well, every time I go to do a show, you notice that I usually do a Jaeger bomb. And did our Sunday fun day, or my birthday, remember?
Right.
Tish and
But now it's like a special occasion, whereas before the special occasion was like, it's Tuesday.
you're gonna give me in trouble with myself.
I'm sorry. So anyway, we had a great time. We ended up going up there. We did good. Everybody did good. The crowd last night was amazing. And then we did our thing.
I got a hot chick's number.
Yeah, at the all end right. of the show. Hold yeah. on, I'm getting there. At the end of the show. At the end of the show, we all go up there for our audience voting of who's the best, and Devin and I are the last ones standing yet again. And Devin took it home and reigned supreme. So congratulations.
Yay!
To Devin. Yeah, I'm sick of playing second fiddle to you, sir. I'm going to work my ass off to beat you next
week.
Well,
I won't be there next Saturday.
Oh, perfect. Then I win.
Because I'm hosting at the Orlando Improv.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm getting paid to do comedy
I know.
Next week.
And now, hold on. Before we move on to that, though, we got to talk about the blonde that gave you her number. Now, this
what's going on with that?
This what we all stand there and let as everybody's exiting and shake hands and say goodbye to everybody. And as we're standing there, I guess. Well, you tell the story. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, she walked up and she handed me, she shook my hand and in my hand wound up a napkin.
Oh, yeah?
And I unfolded it and I anticipated like a number or something.
Right.
But
and
instead
then,
she wrote like half of the New Testament.
A freaking John Grisham novel.
Me?
Oh my God.
It was
like,
awesome.
Like
she gave you a Bible verse?
No.
It said,
no, you're misinterpreting what he's saying.
Okay.
Ye vagina is wetteth.
I'll give you that.
Oh, come on. You don't get to give yourself a rim shot, buddy.
Yes,
but no, it was like, you know, a napkin, like a regular napkin. Is
a bar
yay
napkin.
Long. Right, a bar napkin.
Yeah.
It's yay long. The whole thing was full. Like of yeah. her writing,
it
she wrote
like
him
her,
a novel.
Yeah, she's like, I'm single, recently single.
All
I
right.
thought you were, I thought you were cute. I thought you were funny, and she like referenced one of my jokes.
Right.
And
cool.
Then she left me her Facebook and her phone number and
wow.
her full name.
Yeah, yeah. She was a. I'm not going to use the word desperate, but she definitely wanted to make sure he was going to contact her.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which you did, I think. Didn't you?
You did?
Yeah, I did contact
and
her.
And how's that? How's
she's
that going so far?
Pretty hot, you know. She was. Yeah. Yeah.
And
I, let's just say I used that napkin to clean up something a little later.
Oh,
my God.
Does that warrant
no, 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 no.
My
no,
tears my of loneliness so as
gotta,
I sat in my car.
You got to remember the rules of the rimshot fail horn are regular jokes that are actually good don't get anything. It's got to be the zingers.
Zingers,
either,
yeah.
Either the zinger gets a rimshot or the zinger gets a fail horn.
Well, that's he must have had a shower before he got here because his beard doesn't look like a glazed donut right now.
That's true.
See? That's...
and...
Hey-o! Anyway, so yes, we had a great time. Devin got a phone number. He won. He's obviously the man. Go to hell. And
haters.
And now you're now you actually are hosting a big show at yeah. the Orlando Improv this coming weekend. So tell
Thursday,
us about that.
Friday, two shows Friday, two shows Saturday, and one show Sunday.
Okay.
I will be performing with Adam Ferrara.
Woohoo!
Of, Top Gear and... he was in Rescue Me.
Right, right. Didn't he have his own show for a while? Like he was a host of something?
I think so. He was also the original Olive Garden guy. When you hear your family.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Mm-hmm. That's kind of funny that he's a comedian and he ended up being in an Olive Garden commercial. That's,
yeah.
I don't know, just
it happens.
Weird. I guess so. But yeah, you're going to be hosting.
Funny.
You're going to be hosting.
Sure.
You're going to be hosting every show that he's doing this weekend at the Orlando Improv, right?
That is correct, sir.
So make sure that you get tickets to that. How do they get tickets to that?
I have free tickets for Thursday, Friday, and Sunday.
Wow.
If you want to come Saturday, you got to pay because it's sold out.
Right. Okay. So if they were wanted to get these free tickets, they could what? Email you?
Yeah.
King
Message
Devin.
Me. Yep.
King and, Devin at kingsofthepodcastle.com mm-hmm. and grab yourself some tickets.
Yeah.
So make sure that you do that and go check out Devin at the Orlando Improv as well
Wait,
as Adam Ferrara.
Who's who all is performing Sunday?
Myself and Adam Ferrara.
Well, there's going to be a host that does like the warm-up act.
Oh, no,
I
that's
guess.
Me. I'm the host, and then there's the feature act.
Oh, that's right. You're the host.
Which,
okay.
Which Adam brings. Adam's bringing the feature act.
Okay.
There may be a guest spot in there somewhere, but I don't know yet.
All right. Yeah. So let's
Asshole.
Talk about a Facebook topic. Let's see here. Facebook. There was a suggestion on Facebook for us to discuss hecklers at comedy clubs. Facebook is a great way that you guys can get in touch with us. Make sure you go to facebook.com/kingsofthepodcastle. We always ask right before the show, right before the weekend comes up, for any suggested topics. And this week we got one, which was hecklers, which I personally actually enjoy.
Yeah.
You like hecklers.
I think that they're fun because what they
That's
do
That's
because
his material sucks. So anything
wow!
to, he can,
anything,
what
right,
a douche.
Anything
what a
to interact
douche
with
bag.
The crowd.
No, but interacting with the crowd to me is part of the show. Like you gotta connect with them somehow.
Unless you're Michael Richards.
Well, then yeah. right at that point you might go a little too far. But no, to me, now I'm not saying I want you to come to my show and heckle me. I'm not
you pretty
saying.
Much just did.
I know. Okay. Well, let me retract that
you don't
statement.
Worry,
then.
John will never come to your show.
Good point. No, but I'm saying I do not. I'm not saying that I want you to come to my show and heckle me. I also agree that hecklers can get out of hand, but sometimes they open the door for great jokes. And
it's true,
because whenever you can rip on them,
yeah.
and get the whole audience on your side.
Oh yeah,
that's whenever you know you've got the audience in the palm of your hand, and that guy feels like an idiot. You know what I mean?
Is that what Michael Richards was trying to do? do?
I think he actually lost his...
He lost his cool.
Yeah, he totally lost his cool.
And if you look on YouTube, there's a lot of really awesome videos of hecklers winning over comedians. Comedians completely failing over hecklers.
Yeah.
And of course, there's videos for vice versa, but it's all entertaining.
But that's... Yeah, but and that's the thing, is that some comedians are able to play off of it and use it to their advantage, and other comedians completely break down.
Yeah,
they can't move on. They cannot move on. And we know a couple of those people.
You can't get pissed. That's the thing. You can't get pissed.
You cannot get pissed off at heckler.
Well, what about that situation when we watched Gallagher with that young kid that was just being so disruptive? That was kind of a heckler.
It was. No, it was a total heckler, but Gallagher handled it fantastically. He made fun of the kid to his face.
Never getting laid. That was my favorite line.
But like he did exactly what I'm talking about, where he was able to get a joke in, or several jokes in actually, on this kid that wouldn't shut his mouth, and the audience by the end of it was booing the kid and saying, you know, who belongs to this kid? Get him the hell out of here.
And when you say kid, he was like 11, 12 or something.
He was literally like 11 years old.
And he was heckling Gallagher.
Well, Gallagher made the mistake of bringing him up on stage.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And
this kid was cussing. I mean, like a sailor.
He was a chat-o-matic, man. He was crazy. Like, going off and just wouldn't shut up. And Gallagher had brought him on stage, so he did it to himself. Mm-hmm. And then the kid would not shut the hell up. So Gallagher goes, you sure you don't want to go to school in Connecticut?
Oh!
That one got it. And then the kid was like, he's like, do you go to school? And he's like, yeah, I go to school. And he's like, what kind of classes do you take? And the kid's like, I'm advanced math, I'm advanced science, I'm advanced everything. And he goes, that's why you're not ever getting laid. Yeah. You know, perfect. But he told a couple of jokes and got the audience on his side, which is what I like to try to do. I mean, have you ever had a bad heckler?
Yeah, I've had quite a few hecklers, but I usually handle them really well. The best one that I ever had was a girl who was about two rows back, and she was raising her hand, like screaming at me. And I was like, what can I help you with? And she was completely wasted, and she said the most incoherent thing. She's like, my cousin wants a picture of that thing after the show. And I was like, only if you show me your tits. And she did.
She did?
Lifted up her shirt and showed me her tits.
Now, like, was she an attractive woman?
She was extremely attractive. They were big fake boobs.
Oh, they were.
That really excited me, especially because this was a Shriners benefit for the Children's Hospital. And I was like, the children need to know where to get milk from, apparently. And this is a
or
great
saline in this instance.
Yeah, whatever. You know,
so, I did the rest of my set sitting down.
with a book in your lap.
Yeah.
I've had a heckler before, and I like to come up with good, just like regular one-line heckle jokes back at him. Like,
here it comes.
One time I had a heckler that was going on, but he was going on with all the comics before I got up there.
Oh, really?
So I kind of had time to plan one out.
Sure.
So as soon as he starts yelling at me, I go, hey, yeah, I see that you like to heckle people and yell stuff out at the audience. That's funny. And I was like, do I know you from somewhere? And he was like, I don't think so. I go, yeah, I wasn't sure either. I couldn't hear what you said, but when your mouth opened, my dick said, did you look familiar?
So what you're saying is
you just
that
called
you
yourself
put
a
your
fag.
Penis
no.
in the mouth of a man.
Yeah. Well, you know,
that's what you
hey,
just
it's
said.
Not gay if he's the one doing the sucking.
Yeah, it is.
No, no, it's not.
Greg.
What? What's wrong? What are you giving me? What's that?
Thank you.
No!
Yes!
What is that? What? Yep. How do I get a
That's
bell
the
horn?
Sound of Mike Lee's asshole after it's been raped by a man.
I hate your guts. I hate you. All right. Well, that'll do it for this segment. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. We've got a little bit of Angry Texan Translate coming up. When we come back, we'll be talking about things that you're going to have to explain to your kids whenever you get older. Wait, damn it. How am I
when
messing
they
this
get
up?
Older, when they
when
get
they
older.
Get older. Things that you're going to have to explain to your kids when they
well,
get
you
older.
See.
Daddy, what's that? Sorry, I had a Prince Albert when I was young.
No. Oh, man. We'll be back. We'll be back in 30 seconds with more here on Kings of the Podcastle. And now for this edition of The Angry Texan Translates.
Hey, baby. Want to come over and make me laugh tonight?
That means I want you to come over and pack my vagina with air and then sit on my stomach.
This has been The Angry Texan Translates.
Hey, everybody, we're the Kings of the Podcastle. Make sure you're checking us out on iTunes.com. Go there, subscribe today. Hurry, 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 because that is the idea. We want to get as many subscribers as possible. You can also check us out at kingsofthepodcastle.com, and, of course, you can always go to stitcher.com and check us out. If you have any suggestions, of course, hit us on Facebook, facebook.com/kingsofthepodcastle, or you can send us all an email at once, kings@kingsofthepodcastle.com.
And the iTunes subscription, of course, is F-R-E-E, free.
That's right. Stitcher Everything is completely free.
Is Stitcher free?
Stitcher is free,
I
believe.
Okay.
Yes, it
I've
is.
Never heard of the website before, so.
Yeah. Stitcher is like a podcast website.
Basically. Oh, perfect. Okay.
And we are part of it. So you can go there. It's got podcasts. It's got radio stations, but you don't want to listen to any of that crap. You want to listen to us.
Yeah, Kings of the Podcastle.
Yeah, Kings of the Podcastle.
Kings of the Podcastle.
We are the Kings of the Podcastle.
Ow!
I'm King Mike. I will be your gracious host. Of course, we have Greg, John, we got Devin here. We're all here today. Let's see. So coming up in this segment, I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the things that you're going to have to explain to your children one day.
Gregory Jr., this is why you have two dads.
this little survey. This is just a little survey that I found, and it's going to make you guys feel really old. Everybody in this room is going to, I think, kind of relate to this. These are things that that your children will never have the experience of experiencing. So things like, number one, it's topping the list. Let me give you an example so you know where I'm going with this. Smoking and non-smoking sections in restaurants.
Oh, right.
The idea is that, you know, these things are basically on their way out.
They're dinosaurs.
Yeah, they are total dinosaurs.
I don't think there's really any place except for a few bars that you could still smoke inside.
Right, and I think the rule is that you have to have, like, there's a certain percentage of your sales cannot be food related.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if you sell too much food, you're not allowed to have cigarette smoking in there, right? So smoking and non-smoking sections are a no-no.
I remember where you could smoke on an airplane.
Oh, you are that old?
Yes, really? Shut your face.
No, honestly, like I have never, I didn't.
Well,
start
the first
even...
time I flew on a plane was here to visit my uncle here in Florida when I was living in New Jersey. I was 12,
okay,
I think, and that was 1983.
Yeah,
people were still smoking on airplanes.
Wow. No, yeah. Every time I've ever been on a flight, there's always been the little non-smoking sign, smoking, which to me now is kind of redundant because everybody knows you're not allowed to smoke on an airplane. So why do you light up the no
there's
cigarettes?
There's always some dipshit that goes, "Bah, I want a cigarette."
Whatever.
Yeah, but here's a cool thing too. Not too long ago, I flew on a plane and I remember sitting in the seat and I looked over and there was
an actual ashtray
thing, but it was welded shut and I was like,
right.
Wow, you just like...
Right, yeah, it's like welded shut and there's no way to get into it. Number two is why we used to buy maps and how they were so hard to refold.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
Dude, they still do that at Disney.
Oh, what? No. I'm talking about road maps.
Yeah.
You damn
and you
dumbass.
Still, and you still
you
can't
damn
fold
dumbass.
Them. You still can't fold that thing together.
Well, I guess
it's like, let me throw it away. I'll get another one.
No, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yes. Like, I had an Atlas that I had in my console for years.
I know. I actually just cleaned out my car yesterday and found a little mini Atlas that I was like, oh my God, I don't need this anymore. Because I use
GPS
Google
on your
Maps.
Phone.
Yeah,
sure.
GPS. And that's the other thing that I think is also going to get phased out if it's not already on the way out is a little mobile GPS that you put on your dashboard.
Right, because cars are going to come equipped with that.
They're either going to come equipped with it or you're just using your phone. Why would you not just use your phone that has Google Maps on it?
Right.
You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, people are actually still buying the separate GPS device.
I think that's on its way out, though, don't
it's
you?
It's going to be, of course.
It's got to be. I mean, who wants to go out and spend another $300 on a GPS device to put on your dashboard when you've already spent $400 on your phone and it has the same thing?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's on its way out. Number three is taking a photo and not getting to see it, see how it came out instantly.
Right.
So
yeah, dude, I remember those days. In fact, my mom still has a Polaroid, and she's got like two things of film left that she hadn't used yet.
Right. Well, that's the thing is that like the cameras, the Polaroid cameras are like kind of cool and retro now.
Yeah, they
like,
well, they don't make film for it anymore. That's
no,
the
they
thing.
Do. They actually have a whole new line of Kodak Polaroid.
Really?
Yep. So is that why Walgreens still has like a photomat section? Where
right. Yeah. Well. Here's the thing, too, is you got to remember that, like, there's a certain nostalgia that's related to film.
And people still want to have, like, framed pictures of their kid
exactly.
next to them.
And think about and well, think
they
about
take
also,
their memory cards from their phone up to Walgreens or
right. But also, there's like the enthusiasts that are like, this is the old school. Like these were all taken on in a 35 millimeter blah 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 camera. You know, where they're still like putting a hood over their head to take the picture. But
everybody stand still for an hour.
Yeah, for an hour.
Wait,
exactly.
Wait for the gunpowder.
But you know what I mean? The, like that stuff is pretty much on its way out. But there's only the I guess the eclectic group of people that still do that. Number four,
Devin has nothing to offer. On this
I know.
Whole
so
Sunday.
Far,
I was
so
just,
stoic.
Let me
over
just
there.
Tell you what I was thinking. Okay. I was thinking about.
I wish you would. It's a podcast. We can't hear your thoughts.
I mean, you're like 10 years younger than all of us.
When I was 15, I went to this park and I was playing basketball. And right in the middle of the basketball court, right when we like started to play our game, was just this Polaroid of these like. It was basically like the first ever lemon party. Like it was just like a bunch of 80-year-old men like sucking each other off in the middle. It was just sitting in the middle of our basketball court, and I think somebody just put it there so like people could like look and they could
look and go
check
crazy.
Their reaction, you know, and stuff. So that's when I started posting penis pics around town. I was like, you know what, this has a future, you know.
That's awesome.
Oh wow. That's fantastic.
Thanks for sharing. Yeah, I mean,
that's one for Devin. I'm giving it to him.
Asked what I was thinking.
That's true, we did.
Number four is dialing star 69. Do you guys remember having to do that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I know Star 6-9.
And that was the big joke, too, when I was in high school or whatever, and we were in, you know, the phones are like, when you're in high school,
now
like, you
have
now
it's Starfish 69.
Sorry.
Damn it. God damn it.
But yeah, Star 69, like, that's so a thing of the past.
Do you remember collect calls?
Oh, yeah, collect calls. Who does that anymore? Unless you're in jail.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You used to have to talk really fast. Like, you have a collect call from, Devin, come get me.
That was called person-to-person collect, wasn't it?
Yeah. Do you accept? No, I do not.
But that brings up a good point. What about payphones? Payphones are gone, right?
Yeah. You can still find them around.
Really?
Yeah. Where? They have to have them.
They were very popular, actually, during the hurricane up north because they were the only landlines around that a lot of people were using those.
Really?
Because they didn't have power to charge their cell phones and the
That makes
sense. Actual payphones were the only things working, and they made a fortune.
That was the only time I would ever make a collect call. Was it is exactly the it's the Mike come get me, the Devin come get me. It was like calling somebody and calling them collect and making them
trouble.
Accept the charge.
Help me.
Yeah, help me get here now. You know, my car broke down. Whatever.
Do you accept this phone call? No, I don't know that guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Greg's was always it always went something like this. Greg in jail, come get me.
Number five is taping a song off the radio so you could hear it whenever you want.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, I remember that.
Oh
my God, yes.
I
Grand
never did
Texas,
that.
We had a local radio station out of Wichita Falls called KNIN.
Uh-huh.
And I remember when Guns N' Roses was a big thing back in the early 90s.
Sure.
And I remember having the ability to put a blank tape in there and go like, all right, that new Live and Let Die song's coming on. I'm going to get this.
Here we go, record.
And it always had the douche at the end. You're listening to the full song. You're like, all right, we're coming back to the hour. And I'm like, your voice is now at the very end.
Talking over the music.
Cock.
Number six, how the only way to get song lyrics was to hope that the band or artist printed them on the inside of the tape or the CD.
Or the album. Sleeve.
Or the that's what the liner notes or whatever on the inside the piece of paper. And I remember that because when I was growing up, the CD kind of was coming out, and so I was like one of the cool kids on the block that had a boombox with a CD player on top of it,
and it cost you like $800.
Oh my God, it was a Christmas present to get that. That was like, I don't know about you guys, but my family when we do Christmas, it was all the presents underneath the tree leading up to Christmas night, and then on Christmas morning, Santa Claus, quote unquote, came, and there was the big present.
What was
sitting,
the quote unquote?
But you know, Santa Claus came overnight and left the big present. And one of the years when I was a kid, it was a CD player boombox was what Santa Claus had left for me.
Those, you gotta believe to receive.
God,
how very Christian of you, Greg.
I was a.
That's one for Greg.
I was a big. I was a big Pearl Jam fan, so understanding Eddie Vedder never would happen. And I always sounded like the Swedish chef, like singing his other, Forever.
It was,
you never knew what he was saying.
No, you never had any idea what
Even blue.
Was
and that was it.
But that was
Don't call me daughter. Fist in
but
me.
That's where all those messed up song lyrics came from, like excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Yes.
Because nobody understood what he was saying.
Hold me closer,
no way to know.
Tony Danza.
Yeah. Now you just go on to songlyrics.com or something and check it out. There's a bathroom on the right. You know, and you can figure out exactly what he's saying there. Number seven was how you used to have your friends' phone numbers memorized why you used to have to talk to their parents sometimes when you called them.
Yep.
I cannot tell you, any of you guys what your phone number is.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I put it in my phone, put your name down, bam, that's it now.
Yep. And then I just say, and it doesn't even bring up your phone number. Like if I want to call John, it just says John on it. And right. I hit John's icon and it goes.
Yeah, but do you still remember old numbers from back in the day? I still have my grandmother's, my uncle's.
My mother's work number, and you guys are going to, oh boy, I'm opening up a door here. But my mom, when I was a kid.
Was it 1-900?
you bastard. My mom, in order, because we never had a babysitter when I was growing up. You know, as I got older, like in the third or fourth grade, it was like, okay, you're old enough to take care of yourself, bastard. Go home after school and wait till I get home at 5:30. Have a snack, watch TV, and sit your ass in the house. But in case anything went bad, she made me memorize her work phone number.
Right.
And the way that she did that was by song. So are you ready to hear the song?
Oh, yeah.
It's just the phone number.
Get a box cutter so I can cut my wrists after this. Go ahead.
I've got my hand on the fail horn.
It goes 271-7240-240-240-271-7240. That's how you call your mom.
Are you?
Wow.
All those numbers.
Everybody call that number right now.
No, don't call that number, please. God, don't call that mom. Don't do that. God,
well, you left out the area code anyway.
Yeah, so. I did. I left out the area code on purpose.
But that's how it went. Like Saudi Arabia with all these numbers? Did you enter it in every single time she said it?
No, I knew it was those seven numbers, but I remember that to this day. My mom made me memorize her number. Yeah. But I still have my home phone number from childhood remembered. It was 949-9549.
Do you ever call it?
I have actually called it.
And she left you home when you were in third and fourth grade, so you were like 9 and 10
by
yourself.
Hey, and I was watching
Rebecca,
my sister.
How old are you? I'm 14. You know, that used to be my number.
Give him the
fail horns.
Thank you.
What? It could be a creep to the little girl.
No. So anyway, but yes, finding out, those are things that you are going to have to explain to your children one day. Are there any other ones that you guys can think of? Like, what are some other things that have been phased out from your childhood? Anything?
Well, son, I wasn't actually doing push-ups on top of your mother that day.
save that, because that's in the survey that we're going to talk about in the next segment.
It phased out. Are you kidding me? VHS. I'm like, I used to record everything.
And my
mom still has like 2,000 VHS from like all these movies that she saved.
Right. I still got a box of VHSs in the garage.
What's on them, Mike? Some educational videos?
Very educational. Uh-huh. Yeah, they are. they're technique videos, really, is what I like to call them.
I recorded the Video Music Awards over my baby videos one year.
You did?
Yeah. My mom went to play my baby videos, and up came Smashing Pumpkins performing. You've never in your life seen someone so pissed.
I can only imagine.
Like, it was, but she was pissed but crying at the same time, and she had no words. It was just like, ah! I was just like, what? And she's like, ah! But it was... And I was terrified. I didn't know what to do. But.
Did you guys ever find going through like your parents' VHS tapes, like you were talking about recording over your baby videos on accident? Did you guys ever find like your parents' porn videos? Not of your parents having sex, but like your dad had a secret stash and you found
my
them.
Dad had magazines.
I found
VHS's.
A couple of magazines.
Is that something else that we're gonna have to explain to our children one day? Is a magazine and what that used to be? Because that's on its way out as well.
Right.
The iPad and all the other
is
tablets
replacing
that are out
all
there.
That stuff.
Oh man, it's getting rid of it. But I found my parents' porn video one
Ooh.
Time. Not them yeah. having sex, not oh. them, but
I downloaded
like my dad's
that the other
stash.
Day.
So this is when I'm in high school, and I'm sitting in the living room, and we've got a bunch of friends over, and I'm like, hey, check this out, guys, ha 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 ha, and it's a porn video, and we also just happen to have a bottle of rum. And my dad actually comes home from work
oh,
early that
crap.
Day.
Oh, crap.
Oh, you would think I would be in a lot of trouble. But dad, really? But dad made some popcorn and sat down on the couch
oh,
with us.
Oh, my wow. God.
Don't fix me a drink, Mike Lee, before I slap you around.
I have a brief good story, too.
Okay, go ahead.
My mom had just rented a VHS from Blockbuster, Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's like, don't watch this. She's like, it's for adults. And I was like, oh, right. And then when she left, I like pulled down my pants.
Got the lotion
put
out.
In the VHS. And then like 5 minutes into it, I was like, wait a second. Here. I was like, is that a guy? I was like, okay. It was very awkward watching that, thinking it was going to be way better than it was.
Along the same lines of this things from our childhood, the Tooth Fairy apparently is paying $2.42 per tooth these days. And
really?
On average, yeah.
Wow.
Which is a 15% increase. Now, did you guys get money for your teeth whenever you were kids?
I did. But two, how much? Two what?
$2.42 is the average.
Wow.
So they did a
survey. So I guess the Tooth Fairy is driving like a Chevy Suburban and he's going to pay for
right,
gas.
I don't know. Well, I don't know. Apparently, the Tooth Fairy is paying $2.42, which is a 15% increase over last year when she only paid $2.10. Since 2000, the Tooth Fairy's payments have risen and fallen with the S&P 500. What is that? The S&P
Standard and Poor's.
Okay, thank you. I'm not that smart. And kids are getting the benefit of an increase in the stock market. There you have it.
There you go.
So, good job. The Tooth Fairy pays as much as $3.49. For the first two.
God. Yeah, that's what it stands for.
Have you guys ever gotten no money for a tooth when you were a kid?
One time my parents forgot, and then I woke up
no.
and I went, and
was
like,
the
what's
tooth
the
still there?
Tooth was still there and everything.
Oh,
they just
man.
Forgot.
Now, I remember going to the dentist when I was a kid and them taking the tooth out that was loose or whatever, and then they would put it in a little case for me to take home. Do they still do that, you think?
Yeah, yeah, they still do that.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Because they were like, you want to take this home and you want to, you know, give it to the Tooth Fairy. And then turns out that my mother was saving them.
My mom did too, and
did
I found the stash and I recycled them. I was like, I lost another tooth, and she's like, that's the eighth one today.
Like, excuse
you
me, ma'am,
is
your son by chance a shark? No, I got pissed off when I was a kid because I got like $5 a tooth, and I remember my friend down the block got like 20 a tooth, and I was like,
wow.
Wait a minute, man. My dad makes more than that dude.
Like, what the hell's going on?
What's
going on?
I'm like, hey, you know, and I'm like, Dad, did you give the Tooth Fairy the memo? I mean, come on now.
Before we run out of time here, we're coming up on our next break. I want to talk real fast about our video that's online.
Yes.
Yeah, we should have
For
talked
God's
about
For God's sake, there's more videos to come, but please look at this one.
Well, there's the Harlem Shake craze is going on.
Yeah.
Everybody knows about this.
I think it's on its last legs, but it's still pretty hot.
It is. And the reason why it's on its last leg is because these kind of things, they come and they go all the time.
Very quick.
I think the new one is what Greg posted up on Facebook, which is the Gallon Smash prank. So, Greg, run us through how that works.
It's completely stupid. It just reminds me of being in trouble all the time, adolescent. And you just basically go to a store, get somebody to video you, and please don't do this at home because, I mean, unless you're underage and you're listening to our show.
No.
But it's a bunch of young kids, and they go in there, and there's people got their back turned, and they just do this wild,
basically a fake fall. Yeah.
Yeah, and they throw the jugs of milk or orange juice up in the air, and it comes down and splats, and then they try to get up while it's wet. It's
I stupid. Do not see any humor in this at all.
I didn't either first time.
I just don't
Well, if you were 15, 16, it's probably incredibly hilarious.
That's why it's funny to me. It's still the little kid.
You still
in
have
me.
That 12-year-old vibe going on. I hear you. But I don't know why it's such a craze. I think that the Harlem Shake thing is actually funny because it's, you know, it's I don't know, it's just stupid. And then you get everybody involved, and there's like banana suit wearing and canoe chasing, and who knows? It's just, that one to me is fun. But the gallon smash,
do you remember the gag years ago that those British guys did, where they would come up behind somebody and get a spray bottle, and there's a guy over on this side.
Yes, and they would sneeze
and go. That's still funny to this day. That's something that. Right. Should have been viral, but it was before its time.
Well, we have a Harlem Shake video on our Facebook page, but this one is one that came across the news line to me today, and I just wanted to watch it together with everyone. This is the FAA is actually investigating this because it took place on an airplane. Now, according to the people who made it, it was recorded over President's Day weekend, which was a couple of weeks ago now, last month sometime, right?
Yeah.
Organized by a bunch of college students on board who were on their way to an ultimate frisbee tournament in San Diego. They claim that they asked the flight attendants for permission, and the FAA apparently is just trying to make sure that that's actually true. Mm. But I'm going to watch this. We'll roll the audio, and you guys can watch this for those of you who haven't seen it yet.
If you haven't heard the Harlem Shake song, just go ahead.
If you haven't heard the Harlem Shake, crawl out from underneath that fucking rock you're underneath. Here we go. Con los terroristas. Now this guy is dancing in the aisle with a helmet on, obviously.
Yep. And then they make the announcement, today's movie is going to be Glitter. And then everybody freaks out.
Look at that. They're going crazy in there.
The dude's wearing a banana costume.
They've got an old man in the front.
And there's somebody in a lobster costume in the back.
Oh my! Where do they get all this stuff?
Where's our comp drinks and peanuts? Damn it!
Look at the kid that comes up.
We're
in the
gonna
last
have
frame.
To reroute this plane to Detroit.
Anyway, that is a very, very funny Harlem Shake. But we want you guys to go and check out ours because there's millions of views on these Harlem Shake things, and we can't get past 300. Come on!
And it's brilliant because. Ours is
different take. It's a different take.
So, I'm in my underwear.
That's good.
That might be a plus or a minus.
Or
who
a
knows?
Minus, who knows? But go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/kingsofthepodcastle, and share that damn video because we need more hits, all right?
Yes, we do.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Coming up here on the next segment, we are going to, of course, go into our ridiculous news. It's all coming up here on Kings of the Podcastle.
And now a refined rhyme from Jackson Mihoff.
I'm sitting on the toilet, playing with my balls, when I see a shadow of shit just about to fall. Oh, shitty shadow puppet, please slide against the wall, 'cause if you fall too deep and hard, you'll splash pee on my balls.
This has been a refined rhyme from Jackson Mihoff.
Hey, we are the Kings of the Podcastle. We hope that you are enjoying episode 6. We made it!
Woo!
So far.
I want to cut somebody's ear off.
Yes, of course, that song is from Reservoir Dogs.
Right.
The scene
where the greatest
Tim
movies.
Roth gets his ear cut off.
Not saying anything bad about law enforcement.
Right.
We like those guys.
Of course.
They're our friends.
Of course.
But Mr. Blonde was awesome.
He was. That was a great scene. That was a great
Michael
scene.
Madsen, one of the greatest performances of all time.
Of all time, yes. It was pretty damn good, I have to admit. Kings of the Podcastle, you're listening to episode 6, of course. Episode 6, we made it. We survived the trap, which was episode 5. Make sure that you go to iTunes.com and check us out and subscribe. You want to go to Stitcher.com. Also, kingsofthepodcastle.com.
Right.
Hello, you want to go there for sure. You
and
can
all subscriptions are free.
And
all
make sure you see our Harlem Shake video.
Right.
We put a lot of work into it.
Yeah, it took like a whole 30 minutes to videotape.
I know, so. I was very tired.
But check that out. It's on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/kingsofthepodcastle. And of course, if you have any suggestions, every week we always ask for suggestions. So we're going to go through a couple of those actually here in just a few minutes. But right now, we're going to talk about our ridiculous stories of the week. And here is a little survey that I found that is really kind of pertinent to Greg and his habits. Greg, did you know that people are annoyed by coffee drinkers?
Really?
What?
Yeah, that's right. And you are a major coffee drinker. Now, you will go to Starbucks. If you only have $5 in your bank account, you will spend it on a Starbucks coffee.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. But we've got the results of it's a new Zagat survey. It's the 10 most annoying coffee trends. And while it may just be faster to say everything annoys everyone, we can actually go into these results here. Let's see. Number 10 is the blonde roast. The blonde roast. It's
what
two
the
weeks.
Fuck is that?
It's I don't know. Greg, what's a blonde roast?
I don't know that one either. That's
you don't?
To me.
Well, apparently it's 2 weeks for hardcore coffee drinkers.
Oh, so pussies.
Yeah.
Want a blonde roast because I have a little vagina.
God. I would do a blonde roast. I'm not like a hardcore coffee drinker.
No, does that you would
you
roast?
Don't have sex with it. You're
no. Yeah, yeah, dude. You're talking about roasting a blonde.
Let's see. Number 9, the latte foam art. Whenever the barista does like a teddy bear or whatever in the foam with the caramel, you know.
I sometimes do that when I pee in the toilet and it starts to foam, and then I make designs with the pee that's like left.
You guys smiley faces.
Too. You do that too. Don't hate.
I do actually. Pressure I try wash. To make sure. That it's a vagina, not a penis. High prices.
For coffee. That's stupid. Yeah, I hate that too, but sometimes I'm like wired all day and I'm like, this was like buying meth or something.
Well, here's the one that I think is really, like, I can relate to this one, is people who take coffee drinking so seriously, it's actually a religious experience.
That's way too much. It's pretentious,
too much.
And they
those
should
are the
be
ones
slapped.
That wear the horn rim glasses into Starbucks with the scarf, and right. And they brought their laptop because they're going to get online, and I'm going to drink my coffee and show everybody how important I am. I'm a douche.
Let's see. Number 7, people who take coffee. I'm sorry, we already did that one. Number 6, dark roast. Earlier on the list, people didn't like the light roast, and now they also seem to not like the dark roast either. So what the hell's going on here? I mean, do people actually like coffee?
Just
or
give
is it
me
just
espresso.
Like a fad?
Just give me espresso. That's all I'm asking.
Whatever. Let's just jump right to the top 3. Gourmet, quote unquote, coffee made out of coffee beans pulled from animal feces.
What?
Have you guys heard of this?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like have you never heard of it, John?
No.
Okay, so apparently it's like, I don't know where the hell it's at. It's like Guatemala or some crap like that. Okay, where they have this really fine bean that they grow.
Uh-huh.
And
it's
then
a dookie bean.
What? it's this really fine bean that they grow, and then there's like a native feral cat that lives there, and this cat eats these beans like a snack, and then it goes out and it poops because it can't digest them all, so it poops out the bean, and then they
pick it out of the cat shit.
They harvest it out of the cat poop. And they make this coffee with it, and apparently it is like the best coffee you could ever drink.
Okay, so here's a scenario. You're at Starbucks, and your buddy's like, hey, what'd you get there? Well, I got the Guatemalan.
The cat shit coffee.
No, I got the Guatemalan feces feline feces or whatever. Well, how is it? Well, to be honest, it tastes like cat shit. It's pretty good.
What?
Fuck off.
Let's see here. Okay, number 2, pretentious descriptions of coffee. Which
let's
is
hear
like
one. Let's hear one.
It's a mighty big word for a 12-year-old.
Oh, boy.
That's presumptuous. Yeah.
Okay. Number one biggest annoyance with coffee and coffee drinkers is baristas who are snobs. Oh, clearly, God. The people who would respond to a survey like this only respect coffee drinkers who are snobs.
And but, they all and all those barista girls wear the same kind of glasses. It's like, do you get offered 1960s eyewear to work at Starbucks?
Right.
Seriously. Like every single one of them, you go to any Starbucks, there's going to be one girl there that's got like a little nose ring or a little lip ring, and then she's got like the 1960s black rim glasses, and you're like, you don't get laid much, dude.
I actually didn't know what a barista was. I just thought it was the lady behind the counter.
Nah, it's like Italian for bartender.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I know what it is, only because quite a while ago, I downloaded this porn called Barista Bitches, and I was like, ooh, Italian women. I was like, these women aren't Italian. And then I was like, oh, wait, it means coffee maker. Okay, cool. So it's a pretty good one, by the way.
Well, yeah, but it was weird. It was a quick porn because she was pouring hot coffee on her breath.
I drink coffee, but I'm not a big let's go to Starbucks and buy the double half
I'm not
cap, decaf, caramel, blah blah blah. But I do drink beer. Lots of
sure.
beer.
Sure. Yeah.
Lots of
love
beer.
Love the beer.
Now, have you guys heard about Anheuser-Busch
getting a
suit?
Wait. I got a good joke.
Uh-oh. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Maybe you'll find this funny. I thought it was hysterical. I went to Target one time, true story, and there's this midget that works there. You guys have seen her if you've ever been to that Target.
She's cute.
Yeah. And I thought it was so funny.
She was there today, actually.
She was in front of me at the Starbucks,
yeah,
and she goes, "I'll take a coffee." And they were like, "Okay, do you want tall, grande, or venti?" And I was like, "Neither."
Oh man! Anyway,
you're going to hell.
You are. It's gonna be bad. Do you
but
have coffee for
cute.
Little people?
She is cute.
No, she's a little hottie, actually.
Yeah, I think so too.
Now go easy, but do we?
I'm thinking about the first Total Recall with that girl, and she stands on the bar with that machine gun, and that was smoking hot.
The way I've heard it said before is everything looks big in a midget's hand.
I don't think we're allowed to say that.
That's actually one of the jokes. I've heard this joke 100 times, and I'm going to poison your brain with it right now.
Let's hear
it. What's the best thing about being a pedophile?
Oh, God.
It looks so big in their tiny hands.
You're horrible.
Oh, my.
No! I wasn't even real. Whatever. Anyway, have you guys heard about Anheuser-Busch getting sued right now?
No, why?
Yeah, apparently Anheuser-Busch is getting sued because they've watered down their beer. So all of you Budweiser fans,
Belgium bastards.
Yeah. They did this thing. Lawyers say that the watering down of beers can result in beers that contain 3% to 8% less alcohol than their labels actually indicate. So they've been advertising, it's 5.2 or 4.6,
right,
whatever it is, but it's actually way less than that because they've been watering it down. And this is allegedly, of course.
I've been drinking Oklahoma beer this whole time.
Right. Well, basically, I don't know.
And in Oklahoma, they're sober.
Yeah. So it's a pretty big deal, though. So if you're out there buying Budweiser products and you're a big Bud Light fan, just know that there's a possibility. It's totally alleged right now. It's still in the courts, but there's a possibility that they're watering down their beers.
Terrible. Is this shocking to anybody?
Is it shocking?
Not really. When it comes to light beers, it tastes close to water to me anyway.
Yeah, it's really? Budweiser.
It does. Have you ever heard that old joke? I always hear it with Coors Light, but it's what is having sex in a canoe and Coors Light have in common?
What's that?
It's the closest thing you can get to fucking water.
Oh! Ooh.
I gave myself a rim shot. Yeah!
No.
No good. No, it's fantastic. Anyway, so yeah, that's happening. They are in the midst of a class action lawsuit right now. Let's see here. Did you guys see the Facebook topic that we got from Devin? Devin put on Facebook, discuss the ups. Or, I'm sorry, the pros and cons of women wearing bras.
Giggity.
So I thought to myself immediately, we could just call the segment the ups and downs of women wearing bras and call it a day.
There you go.
No good on that. No good. Come
No.
Damn it.
That joke was sagging a bit.
That's a fail horse.
You were really milking that one.
Everybody.
It was a little nipply.
So what is your opinion, though, your real opinion on a bra? Now, there are some women, I think, that can pull it off. And I'm not just talking about the women with the fake boobies. I'm talking about just a very attractive woman who just happens to have really nice breasts.
Right.
Throw on a tank top and have no bra on, and
okay,
it can be
it looks great.
Super
it
sexy.
Has to pass the pencil test.
What's the pencil test?
The pencil test is where she lifts her boob up a little bit, puts the pencil underneath, and lets go, and then lets go of the boob and the pencil falls to the floor. That means she's got really nice breasts. They're actually boob-tastic.
Boob-tastic, okay.
Exactly.
But if the pencil stays, that means that their boobs are sagging too much and they need to wear a bra.
Yeah, and they probably shouldn't wear a tank top, of course. It depends on the severity of if she can go back and forth and then the pencil fall, then she's kind of safe.
Right.
But then she goes back and forth and the pencil gets hidden more, then you're like,
it's really bad. Yeah,
you're a couple of grapefruits in a tube sock. You gotta
oh my god.
Well, what if she's tanning with her top off and she lays on her back and they kind of sag to the side?
So I like that.
They're like swimming.
Depends on how far the eyes go apart, you know, so to say.
So if her boobs look like Marty Feldman, it's bad?
Right.
Or Uma Thurman, you know?
Right. No, but for me, I don't know why, man, but like a girl that has really nice boobs, if she lays down on her back and they don't fall towards her armpits,
yeah,
they have to fall a little bit.
Yeah, that's like...
But you don't want them like hiding in the armpits.
You don't want to look like she already has fat rolls on her rib cage or something like that.
What it's
like,
oh, there's a couple of moles under your armpit. Oh, those are nipples.
Oh, those are nipples. No, I don't know why, but it's awesome because what I like to do is I'll lay a woman down.
Yeah.
And then and then what I like to do is play a little game of whack-a-mole. Like I'll use one hand to lift it up, you know, and then the other hand to smack it down, and just it's really hard to play against yourself, but it can be fun.
Wow. Have you ever been with a girl where you got like such high hopes because she's got a push-up bra, and then you take it off, and you're like, all right, Harry Houdini, where the fuck did they go? Like, what happened here?
I think that a woman who wears a bra, I mean, that's fine. That's great. It's supposed to lift and separate and make them nice, right? I mean, we're attracted to the breasts. There's no doubt.
Absolutely.
So anything to accentuate them is awesome. But I also think that there are some women out there who can just, you know, they can go braless. And
yes,
it is super duper sexy.
That is awesome. As long as they, I mean, here's another thing that's wrong with that. They can have really nice shapely boobs,
uh-huh,
but make sure that they don't have like giant baloney nipples.
Yeah.
Because like those, I'm telling you, you throw a little water on those, man, you're like, whoa, wait a minute. It looks like one of those Garfield things that you stick on the window.
Like a pepperoni sliding off the pizza.
Oh my God. I'm actually just trying to catch up with you, Devin. I'm sorry. I've got to beat you at something, Devin. No. What about like whenever, like after you're done, you know, doing it, and she throws on your t-shirt with no bra?
That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Yes. That's very sexy. Unless they have like what's called the banana boob, where it kind of like goes down and out somehow.
Mm.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about.
I don't have sex with too many African women.
You don't.
I know which boob you're talking about. It looks like a ski jump, you know, like in the Olympics. It's like leaning out after he launches, you know.
Yes, exactly. You can just hear like a chorus of African singers going, "Dale."
No, not at all.
Damn.
Not at all.
Damn it.
Failure.
Oh, boy. I don't know about this whole fail horn thing. I'm losing
it
terribly. Okay, moving on. So that's how we feel about women and their bras. Did you guys hear about this teen in Delaware, Miss Delaware Teen USA?
Oh,
giggity, 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 giggity.
Did we hear or did we see?
No, exactly.
I saw.
I did not see. Enlighten us all.
Basically, in the internet age, just know this, okay? I'm talking to you, the listener. If you decide to go out and become something like a public figure of any sort, you better not have ever done a porn video.
Right.
Because it is going to come out. In the internet age, it is going to come out, which is exactly what happened to a young Miss Melissa King. Back in November, she was 18 years old. She was crowned Miss Delaware Teen USA. And a couple of days ago now, she had to resign because it turns out she was in a porn video.
She was an actual porn video made by a pornographic production company.
OMG. I've actually watched this video.
So have I.
And let's just say it's full on. I mean, there's no...
And she was legal at the time or not?
Yeah, no. She
was
18.
Not very experienced from what
right,
I saw.
Right, yeah. She was an inexperienced porn maker, yes. It was one of those like teens...
There's thing. A market for that.
Yeah, exactly. But she was 18, yes. She was completely... Okay. So it was completely legal.
Okay.
She appeared in a video for a website called Girls Do Porn. And in the video, she tells the cameraman that she just turned 18 and she's doing it because she needed the money. The scene is literally, it's full-on explicit, full-on porn. But a few days ago, she tweeted, quote, "Once you move on in life, people shouldn't try to use your past against you. Let them be happy."
Your past? It was like 3 weeks before
right,
that.
Right.
That reminds me of one of your jokes you tell on stage, Devin.
Which is what?
The dating the younger girl.
Oh, yes,
the
20, yes. Which you can see if you come out to Adam Ferrara.
Exactly, yes. Friday, you got to come out to Adam
Ferrara.
You got to
come see it. And I will be there, too.
But anyway, bombing. What do you guys think about this? I mean, should she be judged and have to resign as for who she is now? Or do you think, hey
it happened to Vanessa Williams, Miss America.
I mean, come on. Do you necessarily agree with it? Because I don't necessarily agree with it. I think that if you go out and you do something whenever you're young and stupid, then and then you make something of yourself later and you become, you know, somebody of...
I don't know. It wasn't that much time between the two events happening.
I think in her case, that's exactly the problem.
And those
kind of
pageants, they hold you up to some certain standards.
Certain standards, yeah.
You know, it's kind of like the presidency, although that kind of stuff's fallen to the wayside anyway.
Right.
All the way back to Bill Clinton and what he did, you know.
Yeah, well, so, that's true. But he never got, like, impeached or thrown out.
He didn't.
Now everybody gives him a high five over the whole thing.
She should have had her title removed because she really wasn't that good in that porn. I mean, she would have been amazing. I could see him saying, well, you know, let's overlook it because, actually, I mean, my God, you know, that's what guys want to see, a pretty girl that can really work it giggity.
I hope she keeps doing pageants.
Oh, and, my God.
And now for the talent portion. Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm going to end it on that, ladies and gentlemen. That's it.
Wait, Failhorn, what's the tally?
Oh, we got to do a tally of the Failhorn. That's right. What is it?
Let's see.
John, bring the computer down for me, if you will, please.
Mike Lee has 4 Failhorns, 1 rim shot, or 5 Failhorns, 1 rim shot.
So a total of 4.
I, the Angry Texan, have 3 rim shots, 4 Failhorns. John Donovan, 2 and 2. Devin has 4 rim shots, 3 fail horns.
Okay, so basically I lost.
Yes.
God almighty. All right, here's my joke. Are you ready? Bring it all the way down for just a minute. Bring it all the way down. Here we go. What's the difference between a drug dealer and a prostitute?
What?
A prostitute can wash her crack and resell it. Damn it! That's it. Bring me back up. We're getting
but a good attempt. Good attempt. Everybody, give a good attempt.
I'll try again next week. God almighty. Wow. We are the Kings of the Podcast, and we hope you enjoyed this episode. Episode 6. We made it!
Yay!
We're going to be back next week for episode 7, which is episode 10, part 1 of 4. So be here for that. Check us out on kingsofthepodcastle.com. Go to stitcher.com. Check us out on itunes.com. Subscribe. Hurry. If you have any suggestions, hit us up on Facebook. We will see you guys next week. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Adios.
Don't do porn unless you have nothing better to do.